This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will flag off 3 Vande Bharat trains this afternoon through video conferencing. Realizing the vision of Make in India and Atmanirbhar Bharat, the state-of-the-art Vande Bharat Express will improve connectivity on 3 routes, Meerut-Lucknow, Madurai-Bengaluru and Chennai-Nagarkoil. These new Vande Bharat trains will provide people with world-class means of travel, offering speed and comfort while catering to 3 states of Uttar Pradesh, Tamil Nadu and Karnataka. The introduction of these Vande Bharat Express trains will herald a new standard of rail service to meet the needs of regular travellers, professionals, businesses and the student community in immense measure. Vande Bharat Express between Meerut and Lucknow will have 8 coaches and cover the journey in around 7 hours and 15 minutes. Vande Bharat Express between Chennai, Egmore to Nagarkoil will enhance links to key industrial, business and tourist hubs including Trichy, Madurai, Dindigul and Tirunelveli. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate a 2-day National Conference of District Judiciary at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this morning. On the occasion, the Prime Minister will unveil a stamp and coin commemorating 75 years of the establishment of the Supreme Court. The 2-day conference organized by the Supreme Court will feature 5 sessions on district judiciary issues including infrastructure, inclusive courtrooms, judicial security, case management and training. The Chief Justice of India, Union Minister for Law and Justice and the Attorney General will also participate in the inaugural program. Former Jharkhand Chief Minister Champai Soren joined the BJP at a function in Ranchi yesterday. Son of the former Jharkhand Mukti Morcha JMM leader Babulal Soren also joined the party. Senior BJP leaders including Babulal Marandi, Shivraj Singh Chauhan and Himant Biswa Sarma were also present at the event. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Champai Soren asserted that he has joined the BJP to save tribal identity and existence, which is at stake in the state's Santhal Pargana region due to rampant infiltration from Bangladesh. Mr. Soren said that infiltration has changed the demography of the state. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has written a letter to Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin reiterating the central government's commitment to ensuring that every child in the country has access to the transformative benefits of the National Education Policy, NEP, 2020. In the letter, the Union Minister highlighted that tens of lakhs of students from the state of Tamil Nadu have benefited from the Samagra Shiksha scheme. The minister emphasized that NEP 2020 fully supports the idea of teaching Tamil in the schools of Tamil Nadu. Mr. Pradhan also mentioned that Tamil is one of the world's oldest classical languages and the oldest in India, and it is a matter of national pride. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a warning that Cyclone Asna, a deep depression over the Arabian Sea causing heavy rains in Gujarat, is likely to move west-northwest over the northeast Arabian Sea and away from the Indian coast during the next 24 hours. The regions of Kutch in Gujarat received heavy rainfall during the last 24 hours. Meanwhile, the IMD has forecast very heavy rainfall over Odisha, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Vidarbha and Telangana during the next 2 days. The IMD said that these conditions will also prevail over parts of Gujarat today. The weather agency added that heavy rainfall is also likely over northeast India, sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Andaman and Nicobar Islands during the next 2 days. And in World Under-20 Athletics Championships, Aarti won a bronze medal in women's 10,000-meter race-walk event with national Under-20 record time to open India's medal account at Lima in Peru yesterday. She clocked 44 minutes 39.39 seconds to finish third in the grueling event on the penultimate day of competitions. The 17-year-old Aarti broke her own earlier national record of 47 minutes 21.04 seconds, which she had clocked in March this year in the National Federation Cup Under-20 Championships in Lucknow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.